If Greece can't cut its budget, it might not get any more money from Europe.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's the Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Greece might not get its next round of bailout money because it hasn't cut enough from its budget. We'll have that story coming up. First, let's do the numbers. Wall Street is closed today for the holiday, but overseas stocks are mostly higher. Germany is up 0.3% right now. Same with Hong Kong. Tokyo lost some ground today. Now let's get to the Greek bailout. Athens has so far been unable to reach the fiscal targets it agreed to when it took bailout money last year. And now European officials are meeting to decide if Greece should get its next slice of bailout cash. Julia Coronado is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. She's with us live from New York, as she is every Monday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Julia, is there really a chance that Greece won't get the rest of its bailout cash?
Well, what's true is that they clearly haven't met all of the requirements, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of political will inside of Greece to take the steps needed. So policymakers are really faced with a tricky situation. If they play it tough and withhold the next round of payments, then worries will grow that the whole solution is not really feasible.
That the idea that a country that's in dire straits could cut its budget very quickly, maybe that just can't be done.
That's right. And it's not just Greece that's facing this situation. It's Portugal, it's Ireland, and even the U.S. Can we actually cut government budgets back to where revenues are able to sustain them? Pain has to be felt. And voters don't tend to like to vote politicians in that bring pain. So it's a tough situation.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thanks and always, and have a nice holiday.
You do the same. Thanks.
Well, there is a new ingredient coming to sandwich makers nationwide, avocado. Subway will be offering avocado spread as a topping. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith tells us why.
Not only do avocados go with Subway's fresh and nutritious marketing campaign, they also add a dash of gourmet to the sandwich chain, says Darren Tristano with Technomic.
It's likely a test to see whether a more gourmet ingredient can play with their price point.
Play it up, that is. The avocado spread will be included on some pricier $8 subs, or you can shell out a buck to add it to other sandwiches. Food industry consultant Gary Steibel says the $5 foot-long deal established Subway as a slightly pricier and healthier alternative to fast food, and the avocado option will keep pushing Subway in the fancy fast food direction.
We're coming out of a recession, so it's perfect timing for them to start laddering up from $5 to $6 to $7, and who knows?
Steibel says the new ingredient may also attract Hispanics, a fast-growing market that consumes a lot of avocados. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at Manta.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Comer Science and Education Foundation, dedicated to supporting innovative programs making a positive impact on the lives of individuals and communities.
Hundreds of people gathered this morning in Gloucestershire, England, for the annual Cheese Rolling Festival, where they hurl a wheel of cheese down a nearly vertical slope and contestants chase after it. The official event this year was canceled for budget reasons, but as Christopher Worth reports, some diehards are keeping the custom alive.
I made my way to Cooper's Hill, which has been used for cheese rolling contests here for centuries. And as you can hear, getting to the top isn't easy.
It is a steep climb.
And a 600-foot drop to the bottom.
I don't know how you'd ever run down this.
But when I meet Richard Jeffries, a longtime organizer of the event, he recites the call that's prompted countless numbers to hurl themselves over the side.
One to be ready, two to be steady, three for the cheese, and four, the runners go after it.
First one down gets to take home the cheese, a 7-pound wheel of double Gloucester, which tastes like a sharp cheddar. But I wouldn't call what competitors do to get there running.
Get the cheese!
This video from a couple of years ago shows people literally toppling down the hill.
It's near impossible to stay on your feet.
Chris Anderson has won 6 times, and as he can attest, someone always leaves in an ambulance.
Knocked myself out in 2007, woke up on a stretcher.
But what started as a local rite of passage is straining under the weight of its growing popularity. In 2009, Richard Jeffries says 15,000 people flocked to Cooper's Hill, far more than ever before.
I can remember 60 years ago when maybe 300-400 people turned up.
With bigger crowds, local authorities imposed strict rules. Jeffries and other volunteers were suddenly dealing with things like traffic management and security. Richard's wife, Jean, says the cost of the event quickly went from around $11,000 to over $300,000.
And the only way we were going to pay for all of it was going to have to be to charge people to come. And we really were never comfortable with that.
Organizers did try to introduce a $30 ticket fee this year, but they were met with fierce opposition.
Eventually, we said, we can't do this, and we walked away.
But Chris Anderson and a couple of renegade cheese rollers are planning an unofficial festival today.
I think it's definitely going to go ahead. Got to keep the tradition going, really.
The only cost should be the $60 per wheel of cheese. About 1,000 people are expected to show up. In Gloucestershire, England, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And you can see that video of the cheese rolling Chris talked about at marketplace.org. Finally, when the NBA finals start tomorrow, most fans will probably have a team they are hoping wins, either the Dallas Mavericks or the Miami Heat. There is one company, though, that won't mind either way. That's because it owns the naming rights for both teams' arenas. The American Airlines Center in Dallas and the American Airlines Arena in Miami. Now, analysts say each game in the series is worth about $9 million in brand exposure for American Airlines. The company has lost $12 billion, that is, over the last decade. Every dollar counts. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad app.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.